Today is Columbus Day, and because of the holiday, federal and state offices are closed. The post office is closed, and there'll be no regular mail delivery. The Columbus Metropolitan Library branches will all be closed. If you're headed for a government office today, it might behoove you to call ahead to see if they're open. Columbus Day falls on the second Monday of each October. WCLT held a candidates forum on Thursday ahead of the November 5th general election. Voters heard from candidates from two Lincoln County commissioner seats and judgeship for Lincoln County Common Pleas Court. If you missed the forum, you can hear the replay by going to our website, WCLT.com, and clicking on the local news tab. Early in-person and absentee voting continues through Friday from 8 to 5 at the Lincoln County Board of Elections. There'll be a senior services renewal levy on the ballot. If passed, it would be for a period of 5 years. Voters first approved it some 40 years ago. I'm Ron Jordan reporting. The 2024 Light Ohio Blue First Responder Photo Challenge Award Ceremony was held on Friday. Each year, Light Blue Ohio conducts a photo contest in remembrance of the heroic actions taken after the 9/11 attacks. The Lancaster Police Department won for Law Enforcement Category 2. The State Highway Patrol won the Specialty Equipment Category. And more than 153,000 votes were cast by first responders and the public. The Ohio State Highway Patrol joined forces with members of the 6-State Trooper Project last week to reduce unsafe driving behaviors along the Interstate 70 corridor. In total, among three states participating in the initiative, 682 citations were issued for speeding, 47 for safety belt violations, and 19 OVI arrests were made. New Albany city leaders say Harlem Road will be closed to through traffic starting today for 3 weeks. Crews will be relocating the culvert that's north of Jason Court. You can still reach Jason Court from Morse Road. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.